Father Roman Kuzminski, dressed in a long black cassock and a light blue and gold chasuble, stands in front of his congregation. Originally from the western part of Ukraine, he now leads St. Mary Protectress, Ukrainian Catholic Church in Apopka. Right now he has the task of comforting a handful of parishioners who've come to the church just hours after Russia began its invasion of Ukraine. The mood is somber, and audible sniffles are heard from the pews as he leads his flock in a prayer for peace in Ukrainian. When it's over, Kuzminski stays behind to talk with his parishioners. He shows them pictures on his phone of a bombed airport near where his parents live. Thick black smoke seems to cover the tiny white building.
I want you to see it's a photo from my parents' house. It's Ivano-Frankivsk region. It's airport here. And today morning, it's Western Ukraine.
He says he's been able to make contact with his family, but these images are frightening.
Yes, it's okay. It's okay, but very scary.
That's why he's decided to open the church to the nearby community every day. He'll hold services just like this one most mornings and evenings to make it convenient to attend for everyone.
We will pray every day, every night, because that can we do.
Parishioner Ivana Polismak is happy to have a place to go. She says she can't describe how the last few days have felt. Her whole life is there in Ukraine.
My brother, my niece, my cousins, my aunts, my uncles, my classmates, my people.
Polismak says she never thought Russia would actually invade her homeland. And now she says Ukraine needs everyone's support.
It's very important. Nobody could have expected, and we had hope, Ukrainian people had hope, that this will never happen. And unfortunately, peaceful people are in the need of our help, the help of national community, the world. We need the entire world's support. We cannot let this happen.
Polismak says the Ukrainian people here in Central Florida and abroad are strong and will continue to fight in any way they can. She's already planning a collection for items like food, money, and clothing to send back home.
Anyone who can help, like Pri said, we are here and we're trying to get support for Ukrainian people, Ukrainian soldiers who fight there with what they have.
Polismak talks with Father Kuzminski about the plans they have for the rest of the week and tonight's service.
I think it will be at 7 or 8 p.m.
The church clears out. The programs are collected. Father Kuzminski takes off his chasuble that he only wears to perform the Mass. And the building goes silent for the first time, except for Father's quiet laughter as he speaks fondly about growing up playing violin in Ukraine with his family. It's the first time his hazel brown eyes have lit up all day, and he goes outside to investigate whether the sun is still shining. Danielle Pryor, WMFE News.